All right, final hour of the Lake Show. Let's talk to Daniel House from GophersGuru.com. He joins us now on the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline, and I literally just saw Daniel yesterday at the press conference introducing Nico Medved as the new head coach for men's basketball. It had been a while, but Daniel, how you doing, man?
Lake, it was good to see you yesterday. Getting you around the Gophers is always a good thing.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I mean, I'm around a little bit more than people know, but I'm always lurking. Let's just say I'm always lurking. And by the way, I appreciate you reaching out when all the stuff was percolating a couple of weeks ago. But I'm gonna say this right now: don't let Tubbsy do this to you. If you meet him for lunch, you make him pick up the tab. This dude is trying to slide in on barbecue that's been thrown my way. He is trying to get a free meal out of everybody right
now. It's offered to me.
Daniel, you heard what I said.
Tubbs, I got you, man. It's on me because we've been trying to get lunch set up.
All right.
See?
I got nothing. When he eats
your boy's got to eat.
When he eats you out of a house and home, don't say nothing to me, Daniel. Don't say nothing to me. But always happy to have you back here on the show. And one of the things that I approached you about yesterday, about coming on, was I wasn't clear because I was out of town last week, NCAA tournament stuff, whatever, about when the Gopher football pro day was. Well, it occurred last week. I want you to give me some insight, some perspective on who looked good and some of the individuals that had a lot to gain at the pro day.
Arian Tierstree is obviously the big name. Everybody knows he's probably a late first, early second round pick. 94th percentile athlete testing wise. That's going to play really well for him throughout the draft process. I'd say that late first round, maybe the Kansas City Chiefs, our team to watch as a landing spot, Houston Texans maybe. You also look at Jon Joyner, potential third round draft pick, long, powerful pass rusher, gives you those Jason Pierre-Paul type of vibes as a potential career arc. Justin Wally tested well at the scouting combine, ran a 4.4 and stood on that.
Let's stop right there for a second. Justin Wally, he had a good career with the Gophers. What is the range in terms of, like, we can talk about workouts, we can talk about pro days, stuff like that, and testing, but just based on that and the game film, what do you make of his potential draft status or, like, the possibilities for him?
I'd say fourth, fifth round type of range for him right now. He's definitely, you know, the film is matching up with the testing. You look at what he's able to do in zone and man techniques. He's versatile. He can play both of those type of coverages. So there's a lot of different schemes that suit his strengths well. I think, you know, his athletic ability and how good he is at mirroring receivers out of breaks. You could definitely tell he was an excellent athlete down out of Mississippi, really, really good offensive player. And those guys that are excellent skill guys in high school tend to translate really well to defensive back. But his instincts and how he sees the field, I think he's improved a lot in that area. It allows him to be in a lot of different schemes. I think a zone scheme is probably the best fit for him, though, at the next level.
Got you. All right, I cut you off. There are a couple other names you were going to throw my way. Proceed.
Cody Lindenberg, another draft, a potential guy, you know, looking in that, you know, fifth, sixth round range. The health is going to be the thing there. He's working his way back from a sports hernia. I was able to work out at the pro day. 36.5-inch vertical at 6'2", 240. So good number for him there. We'll see kind of what his draft range looks like based on how teams view him medically. But last year you saw him able to stay healthy and really ascend as the year went on. You know, his speed and lateral quickness, being able to pursue lots of plays out on the perimeter and blade through blocks, that's something that'll translate to the next level. Daniel Jackson's another one. I think it'll be interesting to see how teams view him. I mean, the film is rock solid. Like, we were talking about that yesterday. Just how good his hands are, how sudden he is. He's one of those guys that maybe where, like, the speed testing doesn't matter as much just because he's so crafty and sudden in his route running, like we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, Daniel Jackson, I've always disliked the way he plays. But when you start talking about a guy potentially going undrafted or whatever, like that, I don't say that excites me because I want all the Gopher kids to be able to, you know, go through the process of getting drafted. But when I think about a guy that, with a talent level like that going undrafted, that's super intriguing to me.
Yeah, and teams will covet that. You know, like in the seventh round, they don't want the guy to get the undrafted free agency. They might consider picking him so they don't have to get in a bidding war with somebody. That's something always to consider as well. Max Brosmer, quarterback, another guy that has been getting good buzz during the pre-draft process from teams that have done interviews with him, talking about just his mental makeup, and that's something you saw a lot of last year. Maybe he's someone that can be in that, you know, seventh round range. The Gophers haven't had a quarterback drafted since 1972, so it'd be a big deal if they could have that happen. And then the last one I'd say is interesting to me is Jack Henderson. He had an outstanding pro day. You look at what he was able to do, 96th percentile vertical jump at 39.5, 10.8 broad at 96th percentile, ran a good 40 as well. He's someone that can be like a hybrid sub-package type of player in the NFL. Might have worked his way into potentially being like seventh round draft pick, maybe a priority UDFA. I really think he helped himself maybe more than anybody.
Talking to Daniel House from GophersGuru.com, joining us here on The Late Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. If you go to GophersGuru.com, he's got a bunch of breakdowns up there that you can dive into. Subscribe to his fine website. You've got breakdowns with regards to players to watch during spring ball, the pro day recap. You've got analysis for Arizona wideout that has committed to the Gophers, Rico Blasingame. So you got a ton of stories that you've been putting up, man, over the last week or so.
Yeah, tons of stuff out there. And then the basketball coaching hire as well with Nico Medved. So you get a melding pot of different things on the website when you subscribe for $5 a month. And all the recruiting news, you got the portal opening on April 1st. That'll be a 15-day period as well, so there'll be lots of stuff on that for fans to check out too.
All right, I want to get your perspective on this. It has nothing really to do with what we're talking about here with Gopher football, but just let's just talk about this for a second. I am somebody that believes that the transfer portal should not be open during March Madness. It should not be wide open during the NCAA tournament. I think it's a bad look. It's embarrassing that somebody that plays for the University of Michigan that's playing in the Sweet 16 tomorrow has put their name in the portal. Like, I just, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it's the portal windows need to be reevaluated. You watch what Tom Izzo had to say about the transfer portal and his approach on it. He's like, I'm invested in my guys because they're the ones that are committed to me. This is the goal of college basketball, is to make it all the way and win the whole thing. And I'm not taking away focus from the people that are here to go do transfer portal stuff. I think this applies to football as well. You know, you got two separate portal windows. Does it eventually go down to one portal window? And then do they kind of alter spring ball the way it looks and maybe focus more on academics for the first 3 months of the year? And then spring ball is kind of done in May as like an NFL OTAs type of thing. They have to rework how this calendar looks, and basketball is a perfect example of it. That, I mean, you're playing for the biggest prize right now, and all these programs are worried about monitoring the transfer portal. It just spreads staff thin, and they can't enjoy what they've been working toward all year.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. Now, yesterday at Nico Medved's press conference, we were all just kind of like sitting there together. It was me, you, Nadine Babu, Andy Reeder, Lavelle Neal, Chip Skaggins, a bunch of us all kind of sitting together watching everything kind of play out. My question to you is this. I loved his comments about the barn because I think at times we overdo it with the barn is holding University of Minnesota Golden Gopher basketball back. I loved his approach where he's like, I don't look at it as a detriment. It could possibly be a strength. How did you view his response?
I viewed it very well, the same way you did. I mean, I feel the barn has so much potential. The thing that this program's lacked is consistency, and that starts with just building it the right way. Now you can strike that balance between the portal and the four-year recruiting, and the rev share sounds like there's going to be some more commitment when it comes to, you know, how they pay out the players and distribute that. I think the barn has a ton of potential. I remember going, one of the best sports memories I ever had was my dad taking me to a game when I was a kid at the barn against the Badgers, and it was rocking. And I was like, man, this is a great place to watch a game. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. It's just the past few seasons, there hasn't been that level of consistency there. And if you can reestablish that, the fans will show up. This is a basketball state. They love watching the game, and they love supporting the teams when they're consistent. And I think that's going to be Nico's challenge here, is just building a winning product.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you, man. Hey, always a pleasure to have you on the show, Daniel.
Hey, love coming on late. Glad you're in your slot on CCL. It's great.
Appreciate it, my man. That's Daniel House. Check him out. GophersGuru.com is the website. He does amazing work.